BBC News with Neil Nunes. NATO leaders will today discuss cyber threats, Islamic State, and security in the Black Sea region and Afghanistan. Their summit opened on Wednesday with President Trump pressing the case for other members to contribute much more to the alliance. The Croatian football team will appear in its first ever World Cup final after beating England in a semi-final in Moscow. Croatian fans celebrated late into the night in the capital Zagreb, chanting and even jumping into the ornamental fountains. The Israeli military has confirmed that it has attacked Syrian army positions near the occupied Golan Heights. Israel said it retaliated after shooting down a Syrian drone which had infiltrated 10 kilometers into Israeli territory. The World Health Organization has launched an investigation into the deaths of two infants in Samoa shortly after they had been vaccinated. The two children had been given the MMR injection, which protects against measles, mumps and rubella. The cause of the deaths has not been confirmed. Scientists studying islands in the Indian Ocean say rats are dramatically reducing the health of coral reefs, threatening their survival. The creatures are killing the seabirds that fertilize the reefs with their nutrient-rich droppings. Fear of heights can be overcome using virtual reality therapy, according to new research. The patients were immersed into a virtual world where they simulated rescuing a cat from a tree, stepping out onto a platform with no safety barriers, and riding a flying whale. They reported a reduction in their fear of heights after the therapy. The company at the center of a live animal trade scandal in Australia has again been denied permission to send tens of thousands of sheep to the Middle East. In June, the government suspended the export license of Emmanuel Exports after more than 2,000 sheep died on board one of its ships. BBC World News.